You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hello and welcome to Insomnia Radio UK. I'm Stuart Morrison and this is episode number 68 on Sunday the 10th of May 2009. And it's a show of two halves today. The first four songs are straight down the line rock and a bit of metal. Then a couple more down-tempo tracks, a bit of dubstep, and finishing off with some post-rock. So, without further ado or interruptions from me, a set of four fairly rocking songs, starting with London's Ryko Saints, then another London band, Panic Cell, then Birmingham's Voodoo Johnson, and fourth from Brussels in Belgium, guest artists In A Daze.
Save me one more time, my friend. Help me from cut the cats in time.
First there, you heard Ryko Saints. They're from London, and the song was Medicine. It's from their 2008 self-titled album. You can find them on MySpace as Ryko Saints, and also find them on Facebook, where most bands are these days. And that was sent to me by Rob over at Deuce MP. And second in the set, also from London, was Panic Cell with Save Me. That's from their 2008 EP, Bitter Part of Me. find them on MySpace as Panic Cell, and their website is paniccell.com, and I found that on Reverb Nation. And they have a new album out soon, they say, there. Third from Birmingham was Voodoo Johnson with Another White Lie. Again from a 2008 EP, and I don't know how to pronounce the name of this. It's two capital I's together, so it's either sort of II or E or two in Roman numerals, I'm not sure. You can find them on MySpace as Voodoo Johnson, and they have a website on the way, they say. And I found that again on Reverb Nation. Their second EP, entitled Into the Red, was released on the 2nd of March this year. And fourth and last in that set was, from Brussels, the band In a Daze. And the song was King of Misuse, and it's from their very recently released self-titled EP, In a Daze, obviously, which you can download for free from MySpace. And the MySpace is In a Daze Band. There's a huge banner across the top that says free download here, or something like that. And it's well worth doing. That was sent to me by the band, so thanks very much for that. And I do have to say, though, that this song isn't typical of the four songs on the EP. It's much heavier than the others, which are a bit jazzy in a way.
Enjoying the music on today's Insomni Radio UK? Don't forget to support the artist. You can get links to their site by visiting our site, uk.insomniaradio.net.
Remember back in episode 64, I introduced our daughter Sarah by way of a short interview, and in that she mentioned that she had a blog. And on that blog she wrote a very good piece on the day of the Pirate Bay verdict. I'm sure you'll remember that. Anyway, Jack over at Wanda Radio, that's 109.9, almost on your radio dial, wandaradio.com, asked if she could record it for his show number 40. Anyway, we decided it needs as much coverage as possible because, as good as the written article was, it's much more powerful as audio. So, here you are. This is a slightly edited version of her April 17th blog, The Pirate Bay Verdict, a hollow victory for major record labels. Heads up, labeled chumps, the revolution is already happening.
Hi, I'm Sarah Morrison. I work with the Insomnia Radio group of podcasts to share with you some of my thoughts on the state of the music industry and to have a bit of a rant about free music. As most of you are probably aware, the founders of the torrent search engine The Pirate Bay have been found guilty of breaking copyright law, sentenced to a year in prison, and fined about £2.4 million. Aside from the gross misinterpretation of the law and the outlandishly heavy sentencing that's occurred, the trial brings to light some of the glaring issues facing the major media industries, and in particular, the music industry. I think it's time for major record labels to wake up and smell the ether and take notice of what's been happening in the last few years on the independent scene. As an advocate and minor league promoter of independent music, I spend a large chunk of my average day finding music from all over the world by artists and bands who offer their work for free, and I do all I can to spread awareness of the music I love. Most of these artists and bands are unsigned, or at most they're signed to small indie labels, and they make very little money from their work. But they're doing what they love and making truly ass-kicking music. They save up enough cash to buy a day in a studio and record EPs, albums and demos, and then they give them away, not only to promoters and podcasters and potential labels, but to anyone who wants to listen. They upload their music to sites like Jamendo, Reverb Nation and the Podsafe Music Network, so people can download it for free. And they use sites like Twitter to network with other music heads. In other words, they use some bloody initiative to spread their work around. And they do it purely for a love of making music and a desire to have their tunes heard by as many people as possible. Now compare this to the attitude of major record labels. These are people who find bands that love to make good music, take them under their corporate wing and proceed to ethically and financially bitch-slap them and their fans to within an inch of their lives. Trent Reznor, pioneer of the Creative Commons independent music movement after Nine Inch Nails dramatically ditched Universal in 2007, expresses this predicament perfectly when he says, "One of the biggest wake-up calls of my career was when I saw a record contract I said, wait, you sell it for $18.98 and I make 80 cents and I have to pay you back the money you lent me to make it and then you own it. Now, the fact is, the record industry is foundering because music fans are no longer willing to pay extortionate prices for CDs when they know the artists themselves are getting jack shit and they can get a copy off the internet for nothing. But the big labels have become so enamoured with making quick money from trendy bands who are hyped up to hell and only record one album before they disappear that they've forgotten what it means to build a proper relationship with musicians and their fans. This means that to most independent artists these days, the thought of getting a major record deal seems so terribly bleak and soulless that no one actually wants one anymore. Musicians have now become savvy. They understand that if they get signed to a major record label, they'll get dicked around and probably eventually crushed, so that now most musicians worth their salt would rather get a nice deal with a smaller indie label and tour their music-loving asses off. Because, do you know what you can't illegally download or torrent or pirate or stream? It's the thrilling exhilaration, excitement and joy of live music. And I know you can film and bootleg gigs, but I am talking about actually being there and feeling the bass line hit you right between the ribs. The whole point of bands giving away their music is to build up a loyal fan base who will pay to come to their gigs, buy their merchandise, and recommend them to friends who will do the same. Because the more people who know about your music, the more chance you'll have of making money from it, and the easiest way to get your music heard is to give it away. This is something that modern indie bands understand perfectly, yet it's a concept that's entirely lost on the mainstream industry. And rather than addressing the glaring flaws in its outdated business plan and refocusing their efforts to embrace technology, the industry would rather shout thief at anyone who brings their shortcomings to light. Of course, sites like the Pirate Bay are making their problems worse, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. The fact is, the problem exists and it won't go away until major labels overhaul the way they do business. The future of music is priceless. It's a Creative Commons licensed free exchange of EPs, albums, demos and promo tracks, distributed and spread by people who love the music enough to tell everyone they know and pay to go to gigs. It's a true thrill, unlike any other, to stumble upon amazing music that no one's heard yet, whether on the internet, at a live event or through word of mouth, and it's why I spend half my life doing it. The major labels need to prick up their ears and take notice of how music distribution is operating under their radar, and maybe then they'll realise why no one's buying CDs anymore, and why the founders of the Pirate Bay shouldn't go to prison just for making music available to everyone. By making commercial music available for free, the Pirate Bay have highlighted a problem in a failing industry which is begging to be addressed. The irony is that the solution lies within the unsigned masses right under their noses. Free music is the future, whether they like it or not.
Yeah. Head over to sarahcmorrison.wordpress.com and search for Pirate for the original. As well as being, well, technically a professional thinker, now she has a degree in philosophy, I think she's a pretty good writer too, and I think you'll agree. Now, while the music played on this show is technically free, not all the music by the bands is free as well. Sometimes they are using free downloads to promote the sales of CDs or the sales of their paid-for downloads. And the latter is the case with Bomb Scare, who I played last week and a few weeks before as well. And it seems that Tom from the band listens to this show, which is good. And he emailed in a correction recently to something I said in the last episode. I'll read it to you. I can't do the Scots accent, obviously. Greetings. Thanks for playing us on your recent episode, and great to hear that it was us that put the idea in your head for doing it. Lots of great ska out there. One wee but important correction. The track Don't Give It Away is from our recent and only full-length album Fistful of Dynamite. It was released only a few months ago and is available directly from us at bombscare.com or on iTunes. If you give that a mention next episode, we'd be most grateful. All the best, Tom Bombscare. Well, of course, I can make a correction. I do try to give details of what album or EP a song is from, especially if the band is selling it. But I screwed up on this one. I said the song was from their 2004 album, 21st Century Scar. It's from the much more recent full-length Fistful of Dynamite. Sorry, guys, and I will put links to purchase that in the show notes. And now for something completely different. From the music in the first half of the show, at least. Going down-tempo a bit now. This is Rookie Cop with We Cannot Function.
We cannot function. without air. Without sleep.
Nottinghamshire, that was Rookie Cop with We Cannot Function, and it's from their 2009 EP called Save Me. And you can find them on MySpace as Rookie Cop, and you can buy them the EP at 7 Digital, amongst other places. This was sent to me by Rob at Deuce MP, and not by our regular Nottingham correspondent. And next we have the band To The Moon with SQUID, Sinister Quiet Under Inky Darkness.
Expectancy.
waiting for the wave pattern.
From Welling Garden City, that was To the Moon with SQUID, Sinister Quiet Under Inky Darkness. It was recorded in 2008, but I don't think they have an EP or album out yet, though. But they say they're working on a debut album currently titled Falling Is Still Flying, and you can find them on MySpace as To the Moon Band, and they're also on Facebook. And I found them on Twitter, on Follow an Indie Band Wednesday, which is hotting up a bit on those days on Twitter. And their music is up there on Reverb Nation. Now, we have a bit of dubstep, I think. I'm not entirely sure what dubstep is, or what characterises something as dubstep, but if the artist says it is it, then it is. So here is Hyperactive with Hold Your Horses, Pedro.
Thank you.
from Manchester that was Harper Active. Harper Active is James Harper. And the song was Hold Your Horses, Pedro, from his 2009 album Time and Time Again. Now, James was born in Thailand, hence the name of the album. It's difficult to explain without spelling it out, but there's a couple of nice puns in the title. Find him on MySpace as Harpenis, H-A-R-P-E-N-I-S, myspace.com/Harpenis. I have to be careful pronouncing that. He also has a website and blog at harperactive.blogspot.com, where you can find details of his various projects. And I found that on the PodSafe Music Network. Right, now lastly on Insomnia Radio UK 68, we have the band Nefu Husband with Nurse, Nurse. Nottingham, that was Nefu Husband, H-U-Z-Z-B-A-N-D, with Nurse Nurse, which is from their 2008 self-titled EP. And that's actually, well, that song's on it, but that's an extended edit of it called Morphine 100 Milliliters, or 100 ml. Find them on MySpace as Nefu Husband. I can't possibly spell that. Yes, oh no. And you can buy their music at 7 Digital and a few other places as well. Now, that was a direct submission from their label, Deep Recording Company, and the second band from Nottingham this week, strangely. So that's it for Insomnia Radio UK number 68. As ever, if you want more information on the artists, head over to insomniaradio.net for the show notes, which have links to all their MySpace sites and a few other things you can click as well. MySpace is usually the best place to start with information on the bands. If you'd like to comment on anything, head over to insomniaradio.net as well for that. Or, of course, you can send me an email, uk@insomniaradio.net. So for now, bye and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Insomnia Radio UK, part of the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows. If you'd like to get detailed show notes and band links, head over to uk.insomniaradio.net. And to subscribe to the show, feeds.feedburner.com/IRUK, or look for us in iTunes.